Big Chris.
Here it is. I'm going to be 60 in July, so my boy bands, obviously, the Osmonds and Jackson 5.
There you go.
Yes. Osmonds. Yeah. I love Jackson 5.
Oh, my cousin was so into the Osmonds.
Yeah.
But as far as recent, I'd have to go with Boyz II Men. I've met by Michael Bevan here in Middletown. And I think, you know, he's been from Brockton, I believe, but he has relatives here in Middletown. I met him playing basketball at the Y.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. R5. Now, R5, I love them. It was R5, a boy band. I guess they're all named, their name started with R.
And the Osmonds.
Yeah.
They're still throwing all
five. He's still like, what?
You're handsome devils.
R5 had a show my son watched on Nickelodeon, and he was with this girl, and they had this band, and they were singing, and they had this dizzy manager that always got fired on every job. I don't know if you remember that, but that's the most recent. But Boyz II Men, I'd have to say most recent. And that would be for me, because they went from Boyz II Men. They did exactly what you say.
Right.
You know, so, but Michael Jackson, the Osmonds, the quintessential boy band.
You can't get over that.
I think you stunned him. I think you broke his brain.
How many songs from the Osmonds can you name?
I can't. It's been a minute. I know, okay. Michael Jackson, Dancing Machine was the first album that he came out with that I bought.
Yeah, no. I was just wondering about the Osmonds.
Yeah, we're just kind of curious. Yeah.
All right, Big Chris, you're the only grown man to call and support Pat in his love for boy bands.
I don't need support. Well, I'm fine alone.
They're very talented. You got to give them.
I want support.
I'm impressed.
More men call.
I think it's cool.
Thank you.
I think it's very cool.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day. Lauren, I love you guys, and Scott and everybody.
Oh, thank you for watching. Oh.
Be good.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Now, was Jackson 5 the original boy band? They had doo-wop groups in the 50s, but they weren't called boy bands.
I would say Jackson 5 were one of the original boy bands.
They weren't called it or coined it. We call them that now.
Did we call them a boy band then?
Although they played instruments.
What is a boy band?
I think a boy band is a band that, like, they're all just singers.
Because wouldn't Pearl Jam be a boy band?
I think the terminology for a boy band means that they just sing. That they don't play any instruments.
I tend to agree with AJ.
Yeah, I agree. So
that would make both the Osmonds and Jackson 5 not boy bands.
I think
because they both play instruments.
You need a manufactured nature have an official boy band.
Menudo really is the first real big manufacturer. Let's keep running
them
through. Because there was like 12. Like Ricky Martin left, they would just fire a new one in and keep going with that route.
Yeah, you would age out.
Yeah,
right.
I think they just kind of like brought people together. Like some people didn't even know each other, and they were like, well, you fit. Exactly. Here, you fit there, like that just worked, right?
That's NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
It just worked.
They were all put together.
But did you know Kevin and Brian are cousins in Backstreet Boys?
I did know that.
Okay. So, just want to make sure.
What about the Monkees?
Oh my gosh, my mom loved the Monkees.
That was manufactured.
She loved it.
Was.
But they played instruments.
Well, later. I don't know. Later. Did they originally always?
Originally, they were just faking it.
That's what I thought.
They eventually learned to play the instruments.
They also had a TV show, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
That, I thought, made them more popular than their music.
Yeah. Right. Nick at Night. Used to watch them.
The Monkee Mobile was the best.
I would consider them maybe the original. I think they predate Menudo.
Oh, they definitely predate
Menudo. Well, what about the Beatles?
They played instruments.
Oh, right.
And wrote their own music.
That's true. Never mind. Just kidding.
And they would come at you right now with fists.
No. But if we're, talking about Monkees.
I'm going to attack her.
Was that like, if they don't play instruments, are the Pips a boy band? Because they would just dance around in the background?
Yep. No, they were background singers for class.
Yeah, they were all boys. And they are dancers are scooting around.
Yeah, but they're background singers.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Loosely. They kind of fit.
Remember New Edition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was really a Michael Jackson ripoff.
It was.
Time, yeah.
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 Yeah. A lot of stars came out.
I heard the altar make sure his voice sounded good.
Isn't Bobby Brown, or wasn't Bobby Brown?
Brown? Yeah. Ralph Tresvant. Yeah. Yeah. Your Bell Biv DeVoe kind of came from there.
That, right, yeah.
Yeah. So.
You know, who would tell me to be talking about this stuff first thing in the morning? I never would have guessed. Like, really?
Surprise.
Wow.
Well, you did break your toes first, then this.
I did, yes. They're not broken, they just sting.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I want to promote the boy bands, but New Edition was a big one with Bobby Brown.
Yep. Yes.
Just talking about him right now.
We were just playing Candy Girl from there.
There you go.
They had two big songs, really. They had that Candy Girl, then this one. I'm not a sign, my fantasy, I'm not a good vibe.
I mean, Mr. Telephone
Yeah, I know
Man
the song.
Too.
It's
like, you'll know it. Yeah. All right, come on, get to the chorus. Here we go. You'll know it right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They actually had one song later on, Every Little Step. I like that one.
And they had a song.
I don't think that's them.
I know Bobby Brown was part of the band.
Bobby Brown did that song, I think. I don't think it's New Edition.
Because he was like in Ghostbusters 2 and he had that slanty hair.
That's when he was on his own.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, man.
Oh, that's when he did Ain't Nobody Humping Around. That was a fun song.
They played
for a boy band.
My mother loves that one. Plays all the time. Ain't no humping around. Ma, stop. You're in your late teenage.
See what you started, Lauren, with your first concert?
Oh, my gosh. Who knew, right? Who knew?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
With Spiral.
Did you go to a lot of concerts growing up?
Not too many, but my favorite band of all time is Bon Jovi. Yeah. I've been to two concerts with Bon Jovi, and my favorite. So,
do you have a poster of him on your wall?
I did. Yeah. I listened to "It's My Life" every morning when I got up in the morning.
Really,
my sister could hear it through the walls of her house. Just huge fan. Yes.
Did your mom tell you to clean your room? You're like, "It's my life."
It was a song.
My like independent song back then, you know.
Sat
in bed. And then I always request Living on a Prayer when I go out with my friends, and they never play it. So it's a great song.
Yeah, that's one of those you want to get all the girls out on the dance floor yelling at the top of the line. Yeah, play that one.
Bon Jovi.
It's my life, and it's now. Great song.
That was a
great song.
Was it off New Jersey?
No, this was, it was in the 90s. New Jersey, I think, was in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was, you're right, there was Slippery When Wet.
Right.
They had Runaway out.
Right. Yeah.
That was on their first album.
Right, the Bon Jovi, yes.
Yeah, then Slippery When Wet.
Right.
They were the biggest rock band in the world.
Oh, they milked that one big time.
And then New Jersey.
Jersey, yeah.
And then I think the next album came out.
I think
out
that was
it.
It's My Life, which I had CD. Right. On a CD.
Mo in the Galaxy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
What up, Mo?
Yeah, the Monkees are actually a really cool story. They were in a band before the TV show. They made the band for the TV show, and they ended up outselling the Beatles a couple years, knocked them out of number one with that Last Train to Clarksville.
Let's not get crazy here. They had one single.
They knocked the Beatles out of number one.
Yeah,
they outsold them for a year.
Right. That song was knocked out of number one. How long was it number one when it got knocked out?
30 weeks.
You just take a couple of facts and you put it together and you make it sound like the Monkees overtook the Beatles.
That's what I do.
And that song fell to two.
That's what I do. Mo, I'm going to look it up, Mo. Okay. All right. I didn't think that this conversation would turn ugly.
Seriously.
I mean, it's a very passionate subject for some people, you know?
Boy
it really
bands.
Is. Yeah.
Adam and Aunt Sonia.
New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
Was my unfortunate first concert at Lake Compounds for about 5 minutes. It was my
5 minutes and then you left?
16th birthday present. My father and I were there. We heard this little girl with her ear piercing, screeching on her father's shoulder. He looked at me and goes, "You want to go on the rides?"
Yes.
Yep. There was not a line in the whole place all day.
That's awesome. You can still hear the music, too, while you're running on the ride. So
yeah. You were hanging tough. That's what you were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I hated
the
them so much.
Like 10 times in a row.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Every part of it.
Yep.
I was like, I can't wait to get to the point where no one cares about them.
Right.
They're all fat.
Mm. Yeah. And it was the gateway to Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Nobody wanted that.
Yep.
It's like, I can't wait. There's no talent, but everybody on the planet thinks they're talented.
Yeah.
I don't know why they bothered me so much.
Yeah, they still do.
I actually got the whole New Haven Coliseum to go into a stunned silence at a Kiss concert.
Hmm.
So thank you, Adam.
What'd you do?
So I thought,
how'd you do that?
I want to say something really cool. Oh, no.
Stage at the Kiss concert.
What did you do? I go up on stage. This is, you know, before cell phones, you could look something up at the tip of your fingers.
Thank God.
So I go, hey, it's Chaz from 99 Rock, WPLR. How you guys doing?
Yeah, great crowd. Great. Yeah, people going nuts. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm really cool right now. Yeah. Yeah, you ready for Kiss?
I go, hey, this just in, New Kids on the Block died in a plane crash.
How?
I'm like, I thought that.
You went person.
Oh, no. People are probably freaking out.
Yeah, a lot of people were like,
oh, my God.
Wow, that's sad.
Right. When you hear Paul standing back going, hey, Paul, I just heard it died.
I thought it'd be funny.
Right.
Can we still rock and roll all night?
And everybody left, you're all upset.
I don't think any of them ever got fat, by the way.
Really?
New Kids on the Block?
Man, I'm still waiting. We had no idea Pat was such a fan of boy bands.
This is so bizarre.
It's very cool.
It was my
very
coming
cool.
out, if you will.
It was. Brand new information.
Yes. This is a big day.
Yes, it was.
Wow. And it's just weird hearing that voice.
Yes. It's so that subject.
It's angelic, but still.
It's not like JC, but you know.
Right.
Or Kevin Richardson.
Charlie in Portland. Charlie.
Is he doing that throat singing?
Charlie.
Is he on a boat?
He did sound like he was on a
speedboat.
Yeah,
a little bit. Like. Yeah.
Charlie.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
We can hear you, Charlie.
Charlie.
All right. You can or you can't hear me?
You know, I want to scream at you right now, but Lauren's here and I'll scare
right,
her.
Right, right, right.
I usually scream, talk
you,
into
you
the mouthpiece.
You can scream. If you want, go ahead.
Talk into the mouthpiece!
Thank you for that.
You told me.
I gave you permission. It's fine.
I saw her hair blow back a little bit.
Like a Bon Jovi video.
Charlie, what are we doing here? You're talking or you're not talking?
I'm talking.
Okay, goodbye.
Wow.
That was exhausting.
Yeah. Well, we got through that.
I wonder what it was they wanted to talk about.
Yeah. It was probably like, hey, man, there's a meteor coming.
Right.
Get down.
The monkeys were number one for a while.
Do you ever hear those calls, though, and like wonder what their business is? Like, how do they speak to people?
Right, what do you do?
Difficult.
Yeah.
Or he said, watch, I'm going to freak out the radio guy.
It's very easy to do.
It's easy to do. All you have to do is just act like you can't hear him.
He just won 20 bucks because of you.
Chaz and AJ.
I like what he said, you can hear me or you can hear me.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. They're all on board today now.
I thought we would spend like 5 seconds on this boy band thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know. This has developed into a whole thing.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Have you, besides Aaron Carter, have you been to other boy band shows?
I'm trying to think. I've been to Backstreet Boys, but I went in, I think it was 2014. So they've been like, you know, coming back still and everything. So I went to one of their later shows. It was so fun. So fun. But now they're still out. They're still around.
Yeah, it was a reunion one.
Yeah,
yeah. Just kept going.
Kevin actually did leave the band for a while, but now he's back. So,
so now he can tour.
But yeah, I mean, I can't say I've been to too many concerts. I went to see U2 with my husband.
Oh boy.
It was a couple years ago.
Here comes the boys.
How did you like
galloping
it?
This way?
I thought it was good. And the Lumineers opened for them. They were very good too.
Teeth? Lumineers? No.
I think more like Beauty and the Beast with the like candles. Anyway, okay. But yeah, that's basically it, I think, for concerts. I haven't been to too many,
really?
It's not super exciting.
Well, you almost died choking on a grapefruit, right?
Oh, I did. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, my husband did actually save my life, and my parents still thank him to this day. We were in my old apartment, and I was eating a grapefruit and just didn't realize it. It just lodged in my throat. And I was like, you know that moment, you're just like, I cannot breathe.
Right, eyes go wide.
It's terrifying. Right. It's terrifying. He came up behind me and just gave me the Heimlich and it just popped right out. And I was like,
it flew across the room.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, you saved my life. And I wasn't even engaged or married to him at this time, but I was like, wow, I think
how
this is it for me.
Showing out? Yeah, right. You saved my life.
Cool.
You're my Prince Charming.
Devin Cool juice came out of ears.
It's a juicer.
It doesn't take a lot to wow you.
But like, you know, if somebody was choking in front of me, I don't know. Like, I feel like you get so frazzled in that moment, you probably just...
Oh, I see. So he knew exactly what to do to control the situation. Yeah. Saved your life. You're like, yeah, this is the guy I want to be around.
I mean, it was before that, but you know.
I like grapefruit. This could happen again. I need him around.
Right? I should probably chew next time.
How long were you going out when that happened?
Oh, gosh. I think it was like four or 3 years, something like that. We were living together in an apartment. So, like, it wasn't like a newbie story by any means. But, you know.
But that cemented the deal. You're like, that's it.
Do you not eat them whole anymore?
No, I don't eat grapefruit anymore. Now I can't eat it anymore because it traumatized me. I was like, I cannot eat. Because I don't know, after that happens, have you ever choked on anything before? It's just...
Lifesavers. Thank God for that.
I had the dumpling story.
Right.
And I could not say no to dumplings. In fact, later, I came home, they were leftover cold in the fridge. I took it out of the box, and I took one bite and hiccuped, and I went... And I was alone. I was home alone.
Oh, see, that's what terrifies me.
I just felt it slowly sliding down my esophagus. I'm like, this is awful. And as soon as it hit my stomach, I'm like, well, I'm eating those dumplings.
Death by dim sum.
Yeah, but what if you're alone? Like, you know, can you do the Heimlich by yourself?
On
I think
chair.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay, you can.
Find
you can.
The back of a chair.
That's when, that's when you take the chopsticks. You know,
right. Just cram it down there more.
Well, how long have you been married?
Since 2016. So our 7-year anniversary is coming up next weekend.
Yeah,
so
he wouldn't save you now.
Oh, no.
You're only 5 years in.
I hope he would save
Ruth's face.
Me. Wow. I mean, you know, we love each other.
Now it would be a conversation first. So when you were choking on this grapefruit, did you think that this could be the end?
I did. I mean, but...
That is scary.
Did you see a light?
You know, I mean, we all have those moments, right? If you're choking on something, it's like, oh my gosh, if you've gone through that. My husband, like I said, ran over, gave me the Heimlich.
Right.
It was all good. So, you know.
So you didn't have to, you know, play a charades with him. You weren't like...
Right.
I feel like I was.
Okay.
No.
One word. Two syllables. go. Toe. Smoke.
You know?
Breathing.
choking.
You know,
choke.
Let's go on Pictionary.
Wait.
If I had...
You're right. C-H-O. C-H-O.
All right, let's see. Passed out. You're passed out. What does that mean? Passed out. Passed out. Passed out.
The game. Passed out game. Passed out game. Napping. Napping.
That'd be great if he didn't know you were choking. He was giving you a hug from behind. Say hi. I saved you.
Like,
she's loaded.
He definitely knew. Because I like to talk a lot, you know, so when I'm not talking, it's concerning.
It's noticeable.
Right. Everybody's like, what's going on? Lauren's not talking. So, yeah.
She's quiet. All you hear is,
And so now you have kids?
I do have one son. He's 3. So it's a fun age. And
3
it's a
is
challenging
a fun
age.
Right. So teething is done.
Oh,
now,
we're past that.
Long gone, right?
Now we're into potty training.
Potty training.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
Because okay, you have to all that food.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I remember, you know, there's like just changing diapers is tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just.
Yep.
You know. It's funny when you just changed their diaper, and you're like, oh, you just changed the diaper.
We're then good for a while.
Then they make that face.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just
like,
changed
no,
you.
No, you're not,
no,
are you?
No, not again.
What is this?
I know.
They're making that face like they're pushing it out.
Right.
Well, right now he's just challenging us because, like, I feel like he wants to be in control. So, like, he goes, like, right before we tell him to go potty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's trying to tell us, like...
You're
no,
not,
it's
you're
like
not
up
controlling
to me.
That.
It's up to me. It's
right.
not up
I
to you.
I poop when I want to poop.
I'll tell you when number two happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great way to break plans,
you know.
Though.
I do the same thing.
You tell people, sorry, we can't go out potty training. Got to stay home. Got to stay by the toilet.
Right.
You don't have to go anywhere.
I guess I never thought of that before, but
we have no
thank
idea
you.
When liftoff is going to happen.
Yeah. The jump from going to formula to like... Real
Sour
food.
Foods,
oh
yeah.
gosh, it's
when
the
you
best.
Open that diaper.
Oh, but
big difference.
Wow. Right. She's like, "Can I take back what I just said?"
Yeah.
Never mind.
Formula comes out looking like it the way it did when
like
it went
in. Like a Rorschach test, right? It just
runs right through the same way. Once you start giving them solids, it's like, oh.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Oh, that came out of one kid. Interesting. Yeah. Well, look at the size of that one.
I think I'd rather choke on a grapefruit right now.
But it sounds like you're close.
Yeah, like, we're getting there. We're getting there.
He knows what to do.
Yeah.
He knows when to do it. He's just like, you're not going to tell me when to do it.
He's just testing us right now. You know, he's a sweet kid, but he's testing us. So, you know, that's okay. But he's doing good.
That's right.
He's good. Keeping
I love
me
how
busy.
Nice you are now, but like at home, it's like, no, we're going to win this one. We will win.
We got to do this.
I'm the adult.
Actually, so the other night I was about to go to bed because, you know, I got to bed early on the weekends and my husband screams from downstairs. He's like, he went potty. So like, come downstairs.
It's a big deal.
I was like, oh my gosh, yay. Like we have cars to give him when he goes potty because he's obsessed with cars. So I gave him a car. He was happy.
Oh, that's really? Great.
Yeah. So we have a whole display that we show him. Like, hey, if you go, you get one of these.
Wow.
But,
this weekend I would have had a dealership.
No, AJ.
We didn't need to know
gosh.
That.
So okay. gross.
What? What?
Laura, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you for having me.
It's always fun. It goes by in like a
flash. It went by so quick, yeah. I can't believe it. But thanks for having me.